long-haired weirdos, short-haired weirdos, vandals, hooligans.
The government, hug the government, love. The government, hug the government, love. The government, hug the government.
Welcome to The Politics Guys, a place for bipartisan, rational, and civil debate on American politics and policy. I'm Trey Orndorff, a political scientist at Oklahoma Christian University. And I'm joined by Ken Katkin, a professor of law at Chase Law School, for this exclusive supporters show of The Politics Guys. Welcome.
Hey, it's great to be back.
Yeah, and so for our exclusive supporter show, we have been going through the U.S. Constitution, which we did last year, and then this year we have been working on the amendments to the Constitution, and slowly but surely we have been making that go as we've gone through, and it's been a lot of fun. And so if you're just joining us now, remember that all of those are available, and it's a little bit different what we're doing here because each one of these shows is actually built on what's going before. So you can kind of go back and you can dip in something you're curious about in the Constitution, listen to that piece, or you can follow us all the way through as a continuous whole. Because fortunately, or unfortunately, depending, I guess, on your point of view, there's not as much brand new jurisprudence over the Constitution than one might think. And so this week, what we get to move to is the Sixth Amendment. And what we always do is we kind of start by reading the amendment and then talking about what it did, what it does, and what it does right now. And so the Sixth Amendment says this, quote, "In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense," end quote. And so one of the things I think it's kind of important to start with, Ken, is that the Sixth Amendment comes from a very different time, not just historically, but legally historically. In the early American era, which is you're sharing some commonalities with England, you know, you had local sheriffs, but no professionalized police forces. And that's been a radical change over time and over our thoughts of the Sixth Amendment. Victims of crimes would generally be the ones to raise trials as opposed to prosecutors. That's something that's also very different from the Sixth Amendment's era to today. And generally, victims and defendants would represent themselves. And so it also involved juries who, as a result, are going to be really familiar with all of the parties. And you also had this experience from England in which magistrates and judges would spearhead the search for evidence and the questioning of witnesses to a potential crime as well. And this is part of what kind of goes into thinking about the Sixth Amendment. But, you know, the goal of the Sixth Amendment really was to strengthen the adversarial process. And so as it's kind of done today, and we can go through that, the Sixth Amendment leaves each side to conduct its own investigation, present its own evidence, and then have that kind of those stories be argued in open court. As a matter of fact, this portion of thinking about it was very key to framers. Hamilton remarks in Federalist Number 83, quote, "The friends and adversaries of the plan of the convention, if they agree on nothing else, concur at least in the value they set upon the trial by jury, or if there is any difference between them, it consists of this. The former argued it as a valuable safeguard to liberty, the latter represent it as the very palladium of government." Now, again, Ken, I'm curious about where you'll go through, but I know one of the major elements, you know, when I am presenting this for students, and when we're thinking about this kind of in con law, is the Sixth Amendment requirement for citizens has been that idea of having counsel. And so starting in Gideon versus Wainwright in 1963, the court has had to deal with questions of counsel and the ability to pay for counsel. And that's some things we'll probably talk about. And this has led to things like court-appointed lawyers paid for by the government. But the other And this is kind of this is broader than just the Sixth Amendment, and we've talked about this a little bit before. But the elements of the Sixth Amendment may not today be as important as you might think, because 95% of all defendants plead guilty in plea bargain. As a matter of fact, I think we've talked about this on the show before. I had a student about a year ago doing data in one of my classes. And it really, it's not shocking, but it is, if you don't know that, to just show that if you really want to understand the criminal justice system, all you have to understand is the plea bargaining system, because that is where everything happens. And so these, this idea of what happens in open court, kind of the elements of the Sixth Amendment, maybe don't end up affecting individuals as much as they do. So Ken, do you, and how do you go through the Sixth Amendment?
So that's a, first, your point about the plea bargain, I just want to comment on that. Of course, you're right. I mean, one thing that I think is very interesting, if you follow all these Donald Trump trials that are going on right now, where he, you know, he really is zealously protecting all his constitutional rights as a criminal defendant. I've read that he's, now some of his cases are civil cases, they're not all criminal cases, but I have read that he's already spent more than $100 million on lawyers, and that, you know, he only one of the four criminal cases has even started. And I think that does give you a sense of why what you were just talking about.
Why,
you
know, average Joes don't do this?
Yeah. That they these rights are not that easy for people to exercise, because it takes a lot of resources to zealously protect.
Well, and that's I don't think people realize, right? Like, so when you get a public defender, they are pushing for a plea bargain, right? I mean, the data is clear on this, because you have so many. They can't even take advantage of trying to kind of find witnesses and do things. And so they generally are pushing defendants, not because they're trying to be evil, but because, you know, they might have 100, 200 cases. It's just not going to be possible for them to do what somebody with $100 million can do. Unfortunately, we have to end our ad-supported preview right there. And that's because this great show and all the other ones that came before us with Ken and myself going through the United States Constitution, now in the Bill of Rights, is part of our supporters' exclusive package. And we've got all kinds of really good things in that package. And I would love for you to be a part of the Constitution Show with the Politics Guys. So if you want to do that, I need you to head to patreon.com/politicsguys right now. That way you can become a supporter of the show and get immediate access to this and every single other Constitution show with myself and Ken. Also, you get the other bonus shows for supporters exclusive shows from Jay and from Mike and from May. So much really cool benefit. And there's other benefits to becoming a supporter as well, including being part of our very active Discord group. I love interacting with people on there, and I would love for you to be one of those people. But again, if you're going to make that happen, I need you to head to patreon.com/politicsguys right now. There's other ways to support the show too, though. As we talked about in the weekend show, you can support us on Venmo, where we're at Politics Guys. You can also support the show through PayPal. All of those are in the support links for the show, as well as heading to politicsguys.com/support. Now, whether you're a supporter or not, don't forget that you can rate, write, and do all kind of cool things on the podcast app of your choice for this show. If you got questions for us, you can email us at mail@politicsguys.com. We're also on Facebook and X. All of that is in the show notes. The people who really make this show possible, though, are our very, very generous supporters. And among all of those generous supporters, no one is more generous than the executive producers of the Politics Guys, who are Bruce Johnson, Will Marino, Daniel Toe, Ryan Beasley, and Don Oglesby. We'll be back with a full ad-supported episode this weekend. I hope you'll join us then.
This podcast is part of the Democracy Group.